Today's show is brought to you by our friends at Just Beds. Just Beds are the Onyx Terminators. They're available at 3120 Montvale Drive. Just Beds. You can get yourself a new bed to give yourself 8 hours of sleep a night. How about that, right? I can't think of anything more valuable that you could buy than a good 8 hours of sleep at night. How about you stop by Just Beds, lay in their comfortable beds, and then after you you do that, you go there, you purchase the bed, and then you just go home. They deliver it by they deliver it over to your house. They set it up. They get rid of your old bed. And they drive by Steve's house. They throw it in his front yard. Thank God. And then you are taken care of. That's what they do at Just Beds. And Recontex, your one-stop vehicle reconditioning center. That's right. They detail your car, make it look better than new. It's amazing what they can do to your car. Is Recontex. Call 217-670-1132. That's 217-670-1132. Recontex. Are you guys ready?
Mm-hmm.
If you're ready, then let's get this show started.
Oh, I'm definitely the bottom.
Give me some beaver.
We know that's what you're into.
Oh, yeah.
I want less than 12 inches.
Not my butt.
What in the world? Good morning. Here we are. We're live. We are live. Is anybody listening?
Yeah.
Because we switched the time of the show. So.
Oh
yeah. In the room right now.
I let the testing of the. I figured I'd use the testing of the sirens to wake me up.
Oh yeah.
Right.
Good morning, Lori.
Well, people are saying their good mornings. Of course, God forbid, Steve.
Exactly, Stice. Thank you.
No, here's the deal. I got up and then I walked into my office and my computer was off.
Mm-hmm.
So what happened is I had to fucking restart the computer, which sucks. Because I was up. I mean, I was up before. I was laughing. Jason put a text in our chat room and said,
yeah,
so we're going at 10, right?
Yeah, and it was hysterical.
It was like at 10 minutes till,
but it was still pretty funny, you know what I mean? And I was laughing at that, and you know, that's the real time I woke up. I set my alarm for 9.
Excuse me,
I set my alarm for 9:45.
And
it went off, and I was up and reading the text from Jason, which I thought was hysterical. And then, of course, I get into the office, and the computer's off. I was like, son of a bitch. So now we got it going.
Yay!
Yeah, so happy 4th of July, everybody.
Yeah.
Happy 4th of July. It's time for everyone to wear that tacky. It's time to wear that tacky clothing, you know.
Huh. Yeah.
And by tacky, I mean the one with all the flags all over it.
I
mean, I love our country and it's a great country, but boy, you know, the flag stuff is The flag coat. The flag is the flag clothing is very very tacky. Am I wrong?
Oh no.
Is he so high? I don't even know if he agrees to what
he's already kind of squinting there. He's like,
yeah, he's so high.
What?
You are very high.
No, I'm not. I just woke up fucking 3 hours ago.
What time did you wake up? 3 hours ago. Yeah. Well. Bubba says he thought the show was at 8. So he was, well, why did you think? We said, we made it clear yesterday the show was at 10, didn't we?
Bubba wasn't listening, probably. Yeah.
He was in his own world. He didn't have time for us. Bubba says he's got red, white, and blue tie-dye.
Yay!
I'm just saying,
that's different. I mean, there's a difference in like that and the stuff with the people with the stars and flags. And
yeah, let's say people will be wearing shirts that'll have flags on this.
Yeah.
Side.
Some people look like a fucking American flag with their shirt and pants and match.
Tacky. It's just kind of tacky. Like, you see people with like the Irish people will wear a, you know, they'll wear their flag.
Yeah, or green or something like that.
Yeah. I'm just saying that our flag is very busy. Very. Like, you'll see Canadian people, they'll be wearing white and they'll have the red little fucking make-believe on it. That's.
Yeah. You know,
it's just. It's not as loud as. Our flag is very loud.
Yeah, it is. Yeah, it is.
Oh, Karen says when she heard the show yesterday, or she didn't hear the show yesterday when we were not at 8:30, she just figured we took the day off. No.
Oh, I'm sorry, Karen.
No, we just decided to go later because it was, you know, because today's a holiday. We should have taken it off, but.
Right.
But because I did a show yesterday. But then I thought, yeah. We just had this power thing, and so I figured we would, you know.
Yeah, it's later. People in Southern View are really in bad shape.
They finally got power.
They did?
Yeah, they got power late last night. I got last night or whatever they got it. So good for them.
Yeah.
And Bubba says, isn't it actually disrespectful to wear?
I don't know about that.
Where our flag is clothing?
Oh, where the American flag? Well,
yeah, I mean,
like a toga or what?
Well, I just think it. I think it is, but yet, you know. I think it is, but people started doing it. It started a few years ago. Remember?
Yeah.
I'll tell you what I don't like is when they wear it and they put ads on it. You know what I mean?
Oh, yeah.
I just think that it should be above that. Like, there's some people that think that Donald Trump was alive when they first invented the flag. They wear this MAGAs, this
probably was
Make America Great Again BS, you know what I mean? And it's all flags and it's just too much.
Yeah. Wow. Yeah.
Oh well. I don't know. Did you ever see who was the band? Who was the drummer? There was a drummer on some band that always. Um, The guy always wore the Union Jack.
Oh, Rick Allen from Def Leppard.
Yeah.
He has shirt or shorts.
Yeah, so, and he would wear that Union Jack shirt all the time.
Yeah. Yeah.
Oh, well.
Hey. Everybody.
You are so high.
Yes, Karen, they're from UK. Yeah. Casey's in the chat.
What's up, I didn't want you to think I was reading the chat. So I
know you're reading the chat. You always read the chat. We knew you were reading the chat when you said hello to Lori.
Oh. Oh, yeah.
I'm just saying you're very high. Yeah, you're acting very high today.
I don't know about that.
Poll. Who thinks Steve is...
Poll.
Is very high right now.
No.
Yeah. I was going to ask people...
He was starting to put up his own hand, too.
He's so high. He's so high, he just voted for himself. I've got to get it to where he stops reading that damn chat room during the show. He's high as shit. Here we go. Here's July 4th material. Bubba says, I read that a body bag was seen being carried out of the White House. And now conspiracy theories are saying President Biden died and was replaced by a clone or a twin.
Oh, my God.
Those MAGA people, you just got to stop. You just have to stop. If the president died, they would just name the vice president the new president. And exactly. A bunch of people would want to run for president. That's what would happen. That's how it would work. And I don't see Biden dying any day soon. I mean, he's in good shape.
Yeah.
You know, of course, when you get. He's what is he? 80?
79, I think we decided.
He's right around 80, but he's in really good shape. So, But when you do get above 80, you know,
well,
and my crotch says. There's a conspiracy theory that Obama is telling Biden what to do through an earpiece. Come on.
Oh, boy.
And Karen says, that's the plot of the movie Dave. So they can't even be original in their conspiracy theories. Yeah. That's right. That was that movie. Remember that movie, Dave? Doesn't he fall in love with the first lady or something, right?
Ooh.
Yeah, it was.
Biden's old lady's not bad looking.
Yeah. Yeah, she does look good.
Yeah. I don't know if she's a lot younger than him, but she looks good.
She's younger, I think, but not. But, you know, even younger than him is, you know.
Yeah, 60.
Yeah. Oh, well. Yeah, I don't. Yeah, he's still got some years left. However, I got to tell you, when you get above 80, it doesn't, you know, you could be in the best shape of your life. And I'm saying. Everybody was talking this presidential election that's coming up next year, by the way. We shouldn't even be talking about this for another year.
Yeah.
But the two, what looks like it's going to be the two candidates are going to be Biden and Trump. They're both old as shit. You know what I mean? They're both. And I love Joe Biden. I mean, I love him. I love Biden. But I'll tell you what, he's too old. He's too old. I love him, but he's too old. And if it's Biden or Trump, it's very easy which one I'm going to vote for. But
right.
God, they're both old. They are both old. It doesn't matter, you know. Oh, well. Facebook sent me an invoice.
Oh.
Some ads I bought.
Oh.
Tell you what, they didn't work. I know that.
Ooh.
I do know that. Oh, well. So what's everybody doing? What are you guys doing today? Has anybody got plans?
I'm going to go visit Lori.
I've got a
I'm
couple
gonna leave the house.
Too. So you're going to visit her and do what?
I don't know.
You guys going to grill out and have a party and...
You're going to be doing the wild thing.
Yeah. Yeah, you're going to give her a holiday fuck of July.
Oh, our gooch pie's really good this morning. Oh,
yeah. You cleaned out that crotch?
Oh, yeah.
Yeah. Yeah, so nobody
used to work in a funeral home.
Oh, I worked on the ground. I wasn't.
Oh,
I was in the funeral home. I did. I didn't like.
My plans are to go see Indiana Jones today. We have tickets at for the 3 o'clock show, I think.
Oh,
but it's over. We got to go all the way to the west side because the one that you know.
Yeah, the 8's still shut down due to the power lines.
I watched the mayor's press conference yesterday.
Oh, I missed that.
And I got all updated and everything. Mayor Buscher had a press conference. And funniest part of the press conference is when she goes, and let me just say something. She goes, I had seen and heard how people were how people had concluded that I was out drinking during the on Thursday night. She goes, let me make it clear, I wasn't out drinking Thursday night. I mean, it would be, could you imagine being the mayor of a major city in America and people start a rumor that you're up drinking?
Well, didn't Davlin do that?
Yeah, but not during the storm, right? During a major, Davlin went out drinking all the time, but
yeah.
But they started a rumor that she was out drinking while the storm was going on, and she actually had to answer it during her press conference. She had to take a break during the press conference and say, "And let me just say that I was not drinking." She goes, so that is just false. I mean, oh my God, I could not imagine that. Yeah. But they were talking about all the power and how bad it was. I mean, do you know, and once again, as I predicted on, when do we do it? Saturday when we did that show and I predicted the.
That would have been the first time we had a show, yes.
I said that it was worse, that I thought this power outage was worse than during the tornadoes of 2006. And I was correct. They said that this was worse than by far. It was worse because it was widespread. There were over, she goes, at one point, CWOP had 40 some odd thousand customers.
Yeah.
Power.
I think almost 50,000, like 48,000.
Yeah. And then, and now there are still people without power. They're trying. I know that my brother and sister-in-law, they just got their power back on. It just sucks.
Man.
And the city set up, they set up giant, I wish Jim the photographer was still alive, because the city just set up, they set up giant garbage.
Yeah, dumpsters.
Garbage dumpsters, and they want people to put all their spoiled food in it.
Yeah, yeah.
I wish Jim the photographer was alive, because I'd have him diving.
Thank God I'm not Jim the photographer. I'm glad I'm fucking disabled.
Could you imagine how bad that smells? Oh my God.
I know the BOS center is open today for people that need to take a shower and charge and cool off. And
yeah, that's a BOS center and the NAACP. They've had those open.
And new YMCA.
Yeah, it's just crazy.
I'm surprised if, like, Fit Club don't open so people could take showers and goose blast.
Well, I lost power, but I never lost. I was taking a shower during the power.
Oh.
Yeah, we still had hot water.
Yeah, I would go take a shower just to cool off.
And I'm a professional, so kids, don't try this at home.
Thanks, Jim. No, my wife put candles. When the power was out, my wife put candles in the shower.
Oh.
So if we needed the shower, you know, you'd have some candlelight. Yeah. You know what I mean? Then I'd go in there and clean myself up. Then I'd get out and hint at having sex, and she'd be like, oh, it's just too hot. And I'd be like, well, complete waste of time.
What else are we going to do?
Yeah. I thought the whole thing would be to, you know, then I'll need another shower. Well, then take one. What the fuck else are we doing? It's not like we're watching TV or doing anything. Yeah. Just laying in bed reading our phones. By the way, my phone never lost power. The phone never lost power. I just go out to the car and charge it up.
Oh, yeah.
Oh, well. Yeah. So they got these huge dumpsters that they're saying they are. This is just for rotted and spoiled food.
Yeah.
It does suck though, because
Taking places like Alexander's Steakhouse.
Yeah. Well, I'm just saying that my wife had just gone to the store on Wednesday night because I had, you know, I was bitching about all these things. So she just went to the store Wednesday night and, you know, purchased a bunch of shit, you know.
Yeah.
So she had just gone. And all that food ended up, you know, getting spoiled. Oh. Yeah. So it, you know, that just sucked.
Wow.
Just sucked. So yeah, we lost. And then she had been to Sam's and they had, I want to say it was Sam's, but they had steaks on sale. They had, and she was like, oh, I'll get this for, we can grill it on, you know, 4th of July or whatever.
Yeah.
And she got it was like four steaks for, I want to say it was like four little steaks for like $20 or whatever. So she got those. They're dead. They're no good. You know what I mean? And just stuff like that. It's like, you know.
Right. Yeah.
I mean, I don't care if we lost, you know, a little bit of, you know, if, oh my goodness, the fresh fruit we just bought is not good anymore. But no, it was
fucking dilly bars and not steaks.
Yeah, we just bought dilly bars on that Wednesday night. So I lost all my dilly bars and steaks. The only things I like.
Oh, well. Still called me. I drove over and got them. I had a freezer.
Yeah, I'm sure that they'd be gone. Ice cream sandwiches, gone.
No, I still got ice cream sandwiches.
No, mine are dead. Mine were dead.
Oh, yeah. I still got them. They're delicious.
We had a whole package of hamburger patties that was in our freezer that went bad.
Oh, ooh.
How'd you tell they went bad? Did you smell them?
Oh, yeah.
Oh, God damn. I'll tell you, my wife was it was pretty good. She, like, wouldn't open the refrigerator and stuff.
So yeah. We didn't open ours either, but still got to the point where it lost all cool and started becoming an oven.
Yeah. It sucked. It sucks, man. Things were getting... The stuff that rotted, you know. And then my wife got two big... she got those two big black garbage bags, you know what I mean? And then basically emptied everything out in those garbage bags.
Yeah.
I just had to say goodbye to that money. It's like, yeah, so much for that. Oh, well. Yeah, so... If you got food though, they have these dumpsters set up. And I think the dumpsters are at Laurel. I want to say Ash and Laurel and Ash Street or something. I think is where they are. So well, and then they have another place designated for what they're taking spoiled food at the one place. And then somewhere else was for something, but I don't remember what the hell it was for.
My refrigerator still works. Mine, the wife got, I got fucking almond milk in the back of my refrigerator. It's been in there at least 2 months.
Oh God,
I don't like it.
Pitch it then. Don't leave it in there to fucking spoil.
I know I got a little bit of some milk I need to use up.
Why didn't you like the almond? What was wrong with the almond milk?
Too sweet. I don't like it. I tried it on cereal. I didn't like it.
I thought almond milk when I was... In fact, I should have some now. I used to like that honey bunches of oats or whatever.
Oh, yeah.
I used to like honey bunches of oats with some almond milk, and it was really good. Shit, I should, you know... I should get some more of that. And usually, I've never had almond milk last for months. So I usually drink it. You know what I mean?
Right. Well, I just wanted to try it, and I didn't care for it. So it just keeps getting pushed farther and farther back on the refrigerator.
If you're not going to use something, get rid of it.
I like thinking about
when they talked about in that press conference. How they put these dumpsters, and these dumpsters are only for rotted food. And I just kept thinking, oh my God, who's going to smell that?
Exactly. Who wants to live next door to that dumpster?
Well, imagine the guys that have to empty it.
Oh, yeah.
Fucking garbage, man.
That's the one smell I can't stand when you drive by the dump.
And this is
in the summertime.
And it's summertime, yeah.
Yeah.
It's going to be in the 90s, isn't it?
Oh,
like,
yeah.
Latest week in the 90s, right?
Oh, yep. That'd be
what it's going to be. I know we haven't had power, but these fuckers and their fireworks shows have been going off every fucking night.
Yeah, last night here was terrible. I'm had enough of these fucking fireworks.
Those hillbillies love fireworks. Well, you're a hillbilly. Tyler's proud to be a hillbilly.
Tyler had this big damn Gatlin gun of fireworks.
I bet he's been
shooting off last year.
I bet he's been lighting off fire. Tyler, you light off fireworks every night, or do you save them for one night?
Probably
I wonder how they do that. I wonder how they do it.
I know last night they were going crazy.
I know there's a kid in my neighborhood. I think he's a kid, but he's been doing every fucking night since like June 30th or something. Like the night of the big power outages, that Thursday night's when he started. He's done Thursday, Friday, Saturday, Sunday. God damn, Monday night. Now it's today. We'll see if he's got some tonight or not. But I don't know if they save it up for one night or if you do a little bit every night or what's going on. But I know that.
I don't know, but the damn power outage ruined our plans for Amanda's birthday.
Oh, no.
We were planning to go out, and we were stuck without power until 10:30 that night.
Oh.
And then we had to replace everything in the fridge.
Oh, shit.
Congratulations, Amanda. You're going to the store for your birthday. Here's your birthday.
Pretty much how it happened.
Go to the grocery store. Yeah, Tyler says he saves for one night. He doesn't blow his load early. Way to go, Tyler.
That's not what Susan said.
You hold up. And where do you light them, Tyler? And what night is it? Is it tonight or was it last night or, you know? I'm just wondering, you know, what night you save up for. Yeah. And do you have to individually light all those things?
Oh, sometimes you do. That's what gets old. Like, especially when I was married, and my stepson always wanted to shoot off bottle rockets, and he had to shoot one at a time. Oh, my God. How many of these we got? 10,000? Let's shoot more than one at a time off.
Where'd you guys go buy those?
Missouri. I used to I would build plastic models and then put bottle rockets in the models and shoot them off.
That sounds so stupid. It just sounds so ridiculous.
Oh, yeah, we used to have Roman candle fights, shoot them at each other.
Oh, he's doing it tonight.
Oh, your buddy's farm.
He'll light them individually.
Oh. Do you play music during them, Tyler? You know?
Yeah, like Jimmy used to stick bottle rockets up his ass.
Yeah, we know how that ended.
Then he'd bend over. Then he'd bend over and fucking fire him up in the sky.
I wonder if I could do that because they're in my butt.
What Jimmy did is he took a Bic pen, okay? I think did I discuss this before?
Yeah.
He took a Bic pen and he cut it in half and then he stuck the one end in his ass. Okay, and then he took the bottle rockets and he put them inside the Bic pen to where they'd have, you know, they glide right out. And what got him is that guy from that band stuck it in backwards, so it shot up. It shot up his butt instead of out. Tyler says you want to come see. It's too far, Tyler, because you live in.
He'd rather eat turds.
Yeah.
Go watch
fireworks. I'm not a fan of fireworks. I don't, you know. But I would see Tyler. You know what I mean? But I'd want to watch. I think it'd be pretty funny to see Tyler light him off.
Oh yeah.
You know. I think it would be. I think it'd be funny. You know, and he says yes. He plays music.
Cool.
And I mean, shit, he's got $2,000 worth of fireworks. I bet it's crazy to go out there and see some guy. Do you light him off with a cigarette or do you use a what? You know what I mean?
Yeah.
So I could see, you know, I could see lighting him off with a cigarette or something. Or a big cigar.
Yeah.
Do you play patriotic music or? Dun, 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 dun. You know. Yeah, but I'm going to see Indiana Jones today at 3 o'clock. So.
Great.
Check that out. Tyler says last year he shot off a mortar shell and slammed into his buddy's junk truck and shattered the windshield.
Oh.
Yes, he says he's usually smoking a cigar and uses the cigar to.
Of course.
Yeah. Because then you don't have to individually everywhere.
Yeah.
Because that'd get a little old. And the cigar would last a while. Good for him. The junk truck was not his buddy Steve's truck.
No, my truck never. Well, it doesn't matter with my fucking truck. I don't think. I haven't seen it in a while.
You haven't even driven your truck? You got the door fixed. And how many times have you driven it since the door was fixed? Have you used your window?
Oh, yeah, yeah. Probably when I went to the doctor last week.
Oh, you were something else.
Because I went through the drive-thru at Dairy Queen.
And what'd you get?
I got a large something blizzard. And I got Lori a medium s'mores blizzard.
Oh, how sweet of you.
Oh, yeah.
What the hell is a large something blizzard?
S'mores.
Oh, okay.
S'mores.
He got a large something blizzard.
Yeah, I don't remember what it was called.
That's what
puppet
I
was thinking. Puppet chow, maybe.
Was it any good?
No, I didn't really like it.
When it comes to blizzard, get the kind you've had before that you liked.
Oh,
yeah.
You know, get like a Butterfinger or a
bar blizzard. You know what I mean? I used to like the Hawaiian one. I don't even know if they make that one anymore. I had coconut.
I like the Butterfinger, I think.
I like Butterfinger.
The only ones I could eat now are like they have those mini blizzards. You know what I mean? That's about all I can
do. Yeah.
So would Lance order a Butterfinger blizzard?
Yes. I'd like a Butterfinger, please. I'd like a Butterfinger.
No, it's the Butterfinger.
I just, I'll take my finger. I put it in my blizzard. And I stir it around with my finger. And then I pull it out. But I make eye contact when I lick my finger.
It's the Butterfinger blizzard.
Pass all the.
Then I take my finger and scratch my butt. Yes. Happy Independence Day. Pull side of that.
Happy birthday, America.
Yeah, so that's it. But that's it for me. We're going to go see Indiana Jones. So there used to be, we used to always have a cookout and stuff, but now that
Indiana Jones got diddled by the dangling dong of destiny or some shit like that.
The dial of destiny. I don't know what the hell the dial of destiny is. Yeah, I'm looking forward to it. I like Indiana Jones movies.
Can I help you, you big fuzzy fucker? Get out of here.
Go.
There's the dog that Christina was just looking for someone to take.
He's got to get his head stuck in the arm of the chair because he's a dumbass. Hi.
Well, now we don't have to. We can stay here with us.
That dog is stuck with you guys. Boy, you are something else.
He loves me. I like big dogs, though.
Yeah.
Indiana Jones and the Walker of Doom.
That'll be the next one.
this is the last one, so I don't know what's going to happen at the end of it. But
Indiana Jones and the Search for Depends.
And I think these Indiana Jones movies are. I think they're some of the best of all time. I was watching Indiana Jones and the Last Crusade last night in bed, just to sort of get myself ready for this one, you know.
Yeah.
I watched the Kingdom of Skrull. What Kingdom of Skulls? What was it called? Yeah.
Crystal Skull.
Kingdom of the Crystal Skulls.
Yeah, that was pretty good. Yeah. I thought those movies are great, though. I wish they would replace, you know. Wish they would have find somebody to replace them, but or make a lot more of them. You know what I mean? Like, they didn't make after they did number three. He didn't make another Indiana Jones movie for so long. I'm just like, damn! If they would have made another one every couple of years,
yeah.
Just think of how many more movies.
Lucasfilm dropped the ball on that one.
Yeah, they should have. They really should have made a lot more of those movies.
Yeah, because there's so much you could have done with his character, so many adventures he could have gone on.
What were the years like? What year did Raiders of the Lost Ark take place in? You guys remember the years? Because what was the chronological order of the films? Did it come out the way it was supposed to? Or
yeah.
And I know The Last Crusade was.
Get out of here.
I know The Last Crusade was before the Nazis, right? It was before World War II. Man, listen to that dog. God damn.
He's a little spastic.
Temple of Doom takes place in 35. Raiders of the Lost Ark takes place in
36.
So the first one is Temple of Doom, right?
I thought Raiders of the Lost Ark came out first.
It did, but you're saying that that takes place after.
The events take place, yeah.
So the first events take place in Temple of Doom.
Yeah.
So that's
like I said, 38 was Last Crusade. 57 for the Crystal Skull, and 69 for Dial of Destiny.
Okay, so Temple of Doom took place in when? 30 what?
35.
All right, that's actually the first one. Raiders of the Lost Ark was 36.
And then 38 for Last Crusade.
So the order to watch them is Temple of Doom, Raiders of the Lost Ark.
2, 1, 3, 4, 5, yeah, like Derek said.
I'll be damned. That's kind of cool.
I tried yesterday right after the show, and I fell asleep again and woke up at 5 o'clock.
What'd you say?
I tried to watch that fucking Indiana Jones.
How is it so boring to you?
I don't know. I started watching it. Next thing I know, woke up and 5:05. What the fuck?
There was a script I read in the 90s.
Well, I don't read either.
I know, but they had written a script for an Indiana Jones movie that they never made. It was called Indiana Jones, and it was something to do with Atlantis. And it was passed around. A scriptwriter wrote it, and it went all the way. It went up through LucasArts, and they were wanting to do it, and they decided to bail on it. But the script had gotten pretty long, and then it was passed around, and eventually I got it, and I got a copy of it. I went to a morning show convention, and a guy gave me a copy of it, and I read it in like 99 maybe, and it was a really good script that it was supposed to be a movie, and they never made it, and it was something with Atlantis. But then they ended up using the script for something. I don't know.
It was for a video game.
For a video game, yeah. But I know that was Yeah, there we go. Derek says the Aces, Indiana Jones, and the Fate of Atlantis was a video game. Yeah, I think they ended up using, maybe they used it for a video game, but it was a script that, you know, it was a movie script that they ended up passing on. So it sucks. Yeah, but I saw it really early. Because I first got, I first started using internet in 1989. So I think, but don't you think they should have created somebody that, you know, could have continued on just hunting, hunting for stuff. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. There's somebody that could be out looking for different, you know, artifacts.
Yeah. Like a good treasure hunt is always a nice adventure, you know?
Yeah. Because this latest one takes place in 1969, you said?
Yeah.
69,
I think.
59. Oh, 59. 69 for Dial of Destiny.
Oh, was it 69? Oh,
so 69 is too late, because that would mean, I don't want to see people in the 70s doing this, you know what I mean? It would be cool to see them doing, you know, doing some stuff post World War II would be kind of cool. But I don't know. They, we'll see. I'll see how this one, we'll see how this one works. You know, Stevie Can of Bones and the Quest for Peggy.
See, there it is right there for you.
Yeah. I thought Temple of Doom was the first one. And the Temple of Doom is, I think it's the worst of the movies, but yet it's, but at the same time, it's really good.
Yeah.
I would I'd love to see them carry these on though.
Yeah. And the reason that most of them work so well is because the villain are Nazis, and you can always pick on a Nazi. Nobody complains when you pick on a Nazi. You pick on any other group, you know, anybody else who's marginalized, somebody throws a fit.
Well, it's because the Nazis, you know, Hitler had a belief in this, all this shit, you know what I mean?
Yeah,
actually, I know that, you know, the Nazis, they had a whole, he created an entire, I can't remember, whatever, but he created some kind of group, and they were out searching for, like, the spear of, they went looking for the spear of something, and they actually did look for the Holy Grail, and they looked for the covenant, whatever. So, I mean, he did have this belief in
artifacts of power.
Yeah, he and not just artifacts connected to God, and he also had a belief in the occult, and he had those guys looking for that stuff. So that was, you know. You're right. That was a great villain. It's always a great villain. But then it was the Russians in Kingdom of the Crystal Skull or whatever, right? It was the Russians that he went against. I don't know who the hell he's going against in this movie.
It's Nazis. Because Mads Mikkelsen plays a Nazi.
I like when he goes, I hate Nazis, which is great. But Steve cannot participate in this conversation because he can't get through 10 minutes of an Indiana Jones movie. It just makes me question how unadventurous his mind is, you know? How completely unadventurous.
Oh, it's that. It's
Steve can't get through an Indiana Jones or a Star Wars movie.
No, well, goddamn it, I can watch fucking full series of Welcome Back, Carter.
Good God.
Well, just stupid stuff is all he could watch.
Up your nose with rubber hose.
He speaks the language. That's part of the issue.
But I knew that they created Harrison Ford. They created Indiana Jones' son.
Tyler, that would be a short movie. I know exactly where to find it.
Yeah.
Indiana Jones and the Search for Steve's Greatest Crevices.
My greatest crevice would be the one on my right here, just inside my pupa. Some kind of growth underneath there.
A growth underneath where?
A crevice. You know, my big crevice under my belly here.
Oh, fuck.
My hip, I guess you call it.
What do you got? My waist. You got a growth there?
Yeah, I thought it was a pimple, but I think it's a wart.
We could turn it into a Star Wars movie and make a trench run.
Oh.
It could Steve be Karen says that Star Wars has lots of naked people in it. Will you watch it now?
Yeah.
There's titties in Star Wars.
You should watch Return of the Jedi.
Yeah.
Return of the Jedi has the...
it's got blue titties in it.
Well, I mean, people, there have been a lot of sex fantasies regarding Princess Leia and, you know, her outfit.
Not to mention, there's that woman of Steve's dreams dancing during the Jabba's Palace cantina scene.
Yeah. You should watch Return of the Jedi, Steve. You'd like that one.
I think I watched one of those Star Wars movies. You guys said I get to see some titties. I didn't see no damn titties.
No titties. I'm just saying the one that
OJ wants in.
I'm just saying the best one is well, you saw episode 4, right?
Yeah.
That's got to be one of the best comments there from Mike Roch.
From who, Jason? Who said that?
Mike Roch.
I think you're pronouncing that incorrectly.
No, I'm pronouncing it correctly.
Okay, just wanted to make sure.
Yeah.
Says Steve reminds him of Jar Jar. You don't understand him. He's annoying, but people like him.
Yeah, but they didn't like Jar Jar, right? People didn't like him.
Some did, not all.
Misa gonna smoke some weed.
Yeah, they didn't like him. Which, because I think that's what sucked about the fact that they didn't like him hurt the prequels, right?
Yeah, I think they tried too hard to make him comical, and they way overdid it.
Well, there's rumors, and it's kind of been confirmed by the actor who played the part.
Ahmed Best. I'm familiar with the rumor.
Well, I'm telling Ray and Steve.
Oh, okay.
That Jar Jar was secretly a Sith.
Yeah.
And he Palpatine get to power.
He overplayed his own klutziness and his own goofiness to play the part.
Well, I know that actor showed up in this last season of Mandalorian.
Yeah.
And a great part, by the way. I thought it was fucking fantastic what that guy did. But
I'm still not happy with the way that ended. I'm still pissed.
I thought that was great. I mean, he ends up being the Jedi who saves little Grogu.
Hey, Steve, will this make you watch Return of the Jedi?
Oh, God.
What do you... Yeah, that's Return of the Jedi. There,
makes me want to watch it right now.
Yeah, there you go, Steve.
And she's on record complaining that she couldn't wear anything under that, and it's actually made of metal. So there were times on set where that thing would like pop open and everybody on the set could see all her goods. And in one of her books, she was actually complaining about how, you know, she was just wide open for everybody to see.
I thought that she talked about how when they were getting ready to film that, she was dating Paul Simon. and she couldn't eat. She had to lose a bunch of weight to get into shape to wear that. And all she was living on cocaine.
Well, yeah, because 1 pound over, and you're not gonna, that metal's not gonna stretch. Yeah. You're not gonna fit into it.
And that's, so she was she almost became a drug addict or something.
She did.
Wow.
She was a druggie and an alcoholic for years.
So she blamed that movie for a lot of it. So Joel says he saw the Jennifer Lawrence new movie last night. That's the one where the parents have a kid who they want to get the kid laid, so they hire a woman, or they hire a young girl in college to basically make sure he loses his virginity. That's what that Jennifer Lawrence movie is. And I guess it's hilarious, but
supposedly she has a nude scene in it too.
Yeah, and she, and you know,
that sounds like something my mom and dad would do for me.
You think your parents hired someone to have you?
No, like, well, I'm just, you know.
Why would they hire a 14-year-old, Ray?
Oh, my mom was pissed when she found out about that.
You told her?
Well, yeah, I had to. I told her I was dating a girl.
Oh, my God.
That's what I told her, because my mom was a fucking rape counselor.
Yeah.
I came home and told her, I said. Yeah.
Well, you're raped by a 14-year-old.
Can't rape the willing, Ray. Can't rape the willing.
Yeah. She told me three things not to do when I went off to college. She said, don't get a tattoo, don't get a girl pregnant, and don't get your ear pierced. Well, I didn't get a girl pregnant. I didn't get a tattoo till after. But I did get my ear pierced. And it was
from notice that nowhere in there was, don't steal anything. Don't write bad checks.
Oh, they never told me not to write bad checks. That's why I thought it was okay.
Yeah, so.
I just said my parents didn't have to hire anybody to sleep with me.
Oh, I'm sure. Man. Like, I had to pay my cousin to go to his fucking prom with me. Then I had to lie to my parents my senior year and tell them I had a date just so they'd rent me a tux. I didn't want to look like a fucking idiot. Then Sunday at church, my mom asked the lady who I was supposed to be taking her daughter if she had a good time with me. She didn't go to prom with Steve. Steve was a bunch of guys.
Wow.
My parents got home from church. They were pissed. What do you mean we gave you all that money and paid for you a tuxedo and you didn't have a date? God damn that. You went with a bunch of guys to Pizza Hut? We had fun, though.
Yeah, and you drove some fast cars, Steve?
Oh, yeah.
We could make our own movies here. Shit Stained Steve and The List of Shame.
That's all.
Shit Stained Steve and The Check That Bounced.
Leaving Shit for Las Steve Vegas.
And The Theft of Popeyes.
Yeah. And then the sequel to that is Leaving for Las Vegas.
Don't talk about Vegas. What happened in Vegas stays in Vegas.
Stephen Blaine in The Trip.
Unless it follows you from a criminal record.
Yeah. Hey, what happens in Vegas? I still believe in that one. What happens in Vegas stays in Vegas.
Little Steve.
Yeah, Steve's going to start a sequel to the movie Ben with all of his rats.
It'd be called Bend. So those rats are telling Steve to bend over. Yeah.
There was a rat movie called Ben, wasn't there?
Stephen Blaine in The Trip to Harbor Freight. When Steve walks through the aisles, it's like spelunking in a cave.
Wasn't there a rat movie called Ben?
Yeah. Yeah. Yeah.
So this would be like Ben's offspring or something.
And Matt Michael Jackson wrote the music for it. Remember, Ben, the two of us need to know more. That song was about a rat.
Bend over.
Unbelievable. Stephen Blaine. I'd love to see Stephen in an Indiana Jones type movie.
Oh yeah, I'm
Stephen Blaine in the Walker of Destiny.
Yeah, Irene, I was actually just going there. He can star in a movie opposite from Robin. It'll be a remake of Braveheart, and she could be William Wallace coming after him with her makeup on.
It'd be Indiana Bung in the facing the villain, the evil Robin. I'm coming to get you, Steve. Oh no, I thought your face melted off in the first one. No, my face did not melt off, Steve. Well, you're going to have to catch me in my creeper fang. I'm going after you, Steve.
Here's another movie Steve can star in. One Flew Over the Lasagna Pan.
Yeah. One squatted over the lasagna pan.
One poo over the lasagna pan.
Film a crevice. Yeah. Wow. Damn. I love it.
Just stay away from my name, Mike. My name is Dick Benigna.
Watch Steve. Watch Steve.
That's close to the name of the drummer for Steel Panther, which is Styx Zedinia.
Ah, nice.
I mean, wouldn't you want to see Indiana Jones movies with like
I would say Chris Pine.
Yeah, I'd like to see Chris Pine in a movie like that. Yeah, Chris Pine would be good.
Yeah, Chris Pine can pull it off, I think.
Yeah. I think he can do it, yeah.
Because I would want somebody who could do well, because he was able to do the serious parts of Star Trek.
Yeah.
But with just enough comedy to make it work.
I think you know what Chris Pine is perfect in? The first Wonder Woman.
Yes.
He is so good in that movie. He is so good in that movie.
Yeah.
He is the first, I gotta tell you, the first Wonder Woman movie I thought was an almost perfect movie. It was so good. The second movie ruined it. That second movie killed that franchise, but I'll tell you, the first Wonder Woman movie where he's in it, it's so good. I'm trying to, like, who else could play an Indiana Jones? I don't think Chris Pratt could play it now because Chris Pratt's not smart enough. You've got to believe the thing with Indiana Jones, the thing that made Indiana Jones so good is
the calculating.
You could believe he was a college professor.
Yeah.
That he was that smart. And yet he was that adventurous, because there's two sides of Indiana Jones. There's that, you know, guy that's willing to go on adventure and look for it. Yeah. And then there's that professorial side of him that he also is an academic.
Yeah,
and that's what I think Harrison Ford played so well as both of those sides. And I don't think Chris Pratt could do it. Chris Pine could. Henry Cavill could. Yeah. Hugh Jackman could do it.
I would pay to see that.
Yeah.
But he's almost getting up there in age, too.
Yeah. But, I mean, that would, you know. Well, yeah, we're accepting 82-year-old Harrison Ford doing it.
Yeah, but you start more movies with Hugh Jackman. How many are you going to get out of him before you have to find somebody else?
Well, I don't know, but.
Yeah, because he's already in his 50s.
Well, a lot of those guys are in their 50s.
Yeah.
But you probably get 5 or 6 more movies out of Chris Pine if you're talking 3 years in between each one.
Yes, I think Pine's only in his 40s.
Yeah. Adam Driver's a possibility.
But no, sometimes. I don't want to see Adam Driver in any of those, no. It's got a certain... I couldn't see Shia LaBeouf, which I never understood casting of Shia LaBeouf is.
He was the hot person at the time. He had just come off of the Transformers and things like that. He was.
Imagine if they would have gone with a Chris Pine. It makes sense for him to be. He could have played a young. Yeah, Ryan Gosling did that Blade Runner with him, and those two worked really well together. Harrison Ford and him. Tom Cruise is in his 60s, so no, Tom Cruise is too old. Yeah, I don't know. Yeah, so it takes a certain type of. Chris Evans could do it, you know.
Not anymore.
Gabriel Iglesias.
Chris Evans, he's Thor, right?
No,
he's
that's Chris Hemsworth. Chris Evans. Okay, I get my Chris's mixed up. Chris Hemsworth has medical issues. Yeah,
Evans could do it. Pine could do it. I'd see that movie.
Too many Chris's in Hollywood.
Ryan Reynolds is in his 50s now. Can you believe it?
Yeah. Holy shit! Is he really?
Yeah, is it? Find out how old Ryan Reynolds is. I think he's 50. Or right around there. He's got to be in his upper 40s or 50s.
And he's a fucking billionaire.
Yeah. But I know that, you know, John Krasinski is 43. Now, Viggo Mortensen's too old.
Yeah, but he'd make a good villain.
Yeah, Viggo Mortensen would be a great villain. Yeah,
he's 48.
Yeah, Reynolds is 48.
He'll be 48, yeah, this year in October.
Yeah.
Because it says his birth date is October 23rd, 76.
So how old is Chris Pine? Chris Pine's got to be in his 40s. I wonder how old he is. And by the way, when are they going to make Star Trek 4? Come on.
And no matter what movie, no matter who you put as the lead in these movies, you got to put Sean Bean in it just so he can get killed. Because doesn't Sean Bean die in everything you put him in?
Yeah.
Except for National
Treasure. Chris Pine is 42.
Yeah, so he's 42, yeah. But 42, he could do a few movies. I'd like to see Pine as Indiana Jones. I think he'd be good.
Yeah, I'm throwing my vote in with that. I think he could pull it off.
I'll just give him a different name. Have him do it.
He could be like an understudy. Indiana's understudy that takes over the duties.
Well, these superhero movies, you know. Like they're still trying to find Reed Richards for the Fantastic Four.
Yeah.
I think they've had Krasinski signed for a long time. That's what I think. I just think they're hiding it.
But I wouldn't be surprised. I mean,
Krasinski's 43.
I'm not familiar with this Krasinski.
Krasinski was in The Office, and he's in the Jack Ryan movies. And
never saw either one of those.
Oh, damn. Yeah, Jack Ryan's really good.
Did you see Doctor Strange in the Multiverse of Madness?
Yes.
Yeah.
It's the same guy who played Reed Richards.
Played Reed Richards in the Multiverse of Madness.
I'm not remembering that.
He was the stretchy.
Well, I understand that, but I don't remember what he looks like.
Hang on.
Well, he was killed by...
It's been a day or two since I've seen it, all right?
He was killed by...
Although that might be my favorite Marvel movie.
Excuse me. I feel like Steve. Steve has no idea what we're talking about.
There we go. There's my new movie right there.
Psycho Dan and the Quest for Who the Fuck Is That Guy?
starring, fuck, I don't know.
Yeah, no, he was in the Multiverse of Madness. I thought he was the best part of that movie, to be honest with you.
Yeah, I mean, the whole crowd popped when they saw him in that.
Yeah.
Role.
Did he tend to stretch his lines out?
Ba-boom.
Yeah. Thank you. Thank you very much. It's Days of Thunder 2 is not a rumor. It's happening. They're working on it right now, aren't they?
Here you go, Dan.
Yeah, right there.
Oh, okay. All right.
Well, Tom Cruise is too old for Days of Thunder 2, don't you think? Of course, that Glenn Powell was really good in that movie Maverick. I could see that guy becoming a superhero. But yeah, it's time to start getting some younger people to play those roles.
Watermelon.
You know, because the Marvel's casted so many guys that are old. How many movies are you going to make, you know? Tyler says Ray and Jason ruined his scene for, yeah. We were just bullshitting.
Yeah, we were actually bullshitting. We didn't know for sure that.
We didn't know that he was in the movie. We were just bullshitting.
Just happened to be true.
But I'm looking forward to Indiana Jones today. And then I can't wait to see Mission Impossible. What is it, 6 or 7?
I enjoy those movies.
Dead Reckoning.
I really do like those movies.
I love the Mission Impossible flicks.
Because even though they're the same, each mission is just different enough.
Yeah. So
it keeps you interested.
Well, Paramount Plus has all of them.
And even the most recent one?
Yeah. No, not the new one, but they have, you know. But if you start watching with Mission Impossible 3, if you watch 3 to current, it's amazing because they all sort of go in a row.
Yeah.
And they all tie together. 3, 4, 5, 6, and then this latest one. I just can't wait. Yeah, but I think, like Tyler says, Adam Driver was offered the role of Mr. Fantastic. I don't think he was ever offered the role of Mr. Fantastic. I'll be honest. I don't think that's the role he was offered. I think he was offered the role of Dr. Doom.
That'd be a good fit.
Yeah, I thought he was perfect for Dr. Doom. But I don't know. I think that this YouTube, all these YouTube people, they create shows for YouTube and TikTok where all they talk about are superhero movies. And there's this one group people that call themselves the New Rock Stars or something.
I've heard of them.
Hey, everyone, it's the New Rock Stars with the latest info from the Marvel Universe, and it's like, oh, enough. You're not a fucking rock star.
No shit. Pick up a guitar and show me something.
You're reporting on who could possibly star in a movie about whatever comic book you read. That does not make you a rock star. Hey, we're the New Rock Stars with details on the Superman movie. Yeah. I'm telling you, it's not going to be Margot Robbie either. Gonna be probably Vanessa Kirby or
so
Homer or something.
Tyler says Margot Robbie is in talks for Sue Storm. Can she do that? Wasn't she in DC? How can she come over to Marvel?
She still has a contract with DC.
There's people that have played both sides.
Yeah, but right. I'm sure her contract with one
prohibits the other.
Yeah, because she plays Harley Quinn.
Yeah.
Pretty big role.
And there's, even if she's not in contract for another upcoming movie, she's probably contracted to not take on any Marvel roles for so many years.
And she was just in that James Gunn movie, The Suicide Squad, so she's not going to. Plus, she's starring in that they got to pay her a shitload of money. And Disney's cheap. They're not going to pay any actor. That's why Iron Man died.
Because Downey was wanting too much money.
Yeah, because they were paying him. They paid him so much money.
And I had heard it was because he was wanting to do other things like Sherlock Holmes.
Yeah, but
Sherlock Holmes and stuff like that.
But also, he made a deal early on. He made a deal that said he got a percentage of the profits. And once that happened, he was making 50 some odd million dollars per film, which is a great deal for Robert Downey Jr. But they didn't think these movies were going to make any money when he first signed up. So that's why he was making so much money. So eventually they had to kill him off because they're like,
he's half the budget.
God damn, we're going to end up paying this guy $100 million to be in a movie. And he's also 60 years old.
And I loved him as Sherlock Holmes. I want to see him in more Sherlock Holmes because I love that.
I don't know.
DA says that Channing Tatum is going to be Gambit in the new Deadpool 3. I would actually enjoy seeing that.
Ooh, so would I.
Yeah, well, it's... like they said, Deadpool, the whole thing with that Deadpool has got something to do with the old.
Do you need a napkin?
After I watch that, I will.
Yeah. And Pat says, I thought the deal gave Downey a percentage whether he was in the. Yeah, that's right. And he got a producer credit. He got a producer credit and money from every Marvel movie. So, like, it could be a movie he's not in and he'd still make a bunch from.
Yeah. Because he's no dummy.
And then he played, you know, by playing Iron Man, they didn't need him to do stunts and stuff.
No, all he did was stand there with green screen.
So he played a role to where somebody else could do all the hard stuff. All he had to do was the serious. You know what I mean? He could have played Iron Man till he was like 90 years old. It's a pretty smart move by him. Yeah. So they killed him off.
You ever seen any of the Marvel bloopers?
No, I haven't, but I'm sure there's.
Yeah, there's several from when he's green screen, supposed to be in his helmet. And I'm not going to give any of them away, but they're pretty funny.
Yeah, and it, you know, I know people love the movies, and I loved them, but I'm just saying he, you know, I think they killed him off because they were paying him too much.
Yeah, he's half the budget.
Yeah. Oh well. So the originals, is anybody even left?
Hemsworth is still playing Thor.
Yeah. Of course, they ruined Thor with that last movie. Hooey.
And how long is he going to be able to play that because of his medical issues?
Well, yeah, but that stuff doesn't. That just says that he's going to get when he's older. He'll get Alzheimer's. But he's not, I mean, he's maybe what, 40? He's maybe, he was in the first Star Trek, wasn't he?
Yeah, he played George Kirk.
So he's probably in his right around 40. Late 30s, upper 40s, wouldn't you think?
Yeah, somewhere in there.
Yeah.
He's 39.
Yeah. But he's in great shape, that guy. Holy shit.
Hell yeah, he is. I like everything I've seen him in. I want to see his Extraction movies.
Yeah, I heard that.
Samuel Jackson's still playing Nick Fury.
Yeah, and he's in his 70s.
I mean, they still have the Hulk, but it's not the same actor that played it from the very beginning, but it's Ruffalo, the one that's, yeah, Ruffalo's.
And that's not really a hard thing for him to do either, because he just plays the on-camera roles. It's, yeah.
CGI.
They do they do motion capture with him for the Hulk.
Yeah, they do mocap for his face and stuff.
But. Does Holly? By the way, I see Holly's back in. Holly, do you have power now? Finally, look at Steve with that weave. He just took a big hit. Oh, she still has no power. God damn.
Oh, bitch.
Still no power. I don't know where Holly lives, but god damn. I know it's somewhere close to me, isn't it?
Mm-hmm. Hello,
over in Lake Town.
Oh, Lake Town, yeah.
God damn.
Shit stained Steve and the search for conversations he can participate in.
Well, let's talk about some guy shit his pants while driving a NASCAR. Steve would know all about that.
They'll piss their pants when they're driving. They get in those long races. They'll piss their pants.
So they just piss their pants?
Yes.
Yep. Oh,
my God.
Oh, yeah.
Especially they sweat so much. So John's just pee, too. It all.
Yeah.
It'll dry up eventually.
They come out of there soaked. You don't know if it's pee or sweat, but they'll just go right there in their suits.
Oh,
and then it just becomes more fire protection.
I wouldn't want to get a rash, but god damn.
Look, when I used to race, I pee.
Oh.
They stopped me one time and said, hey, man, there's something leaking out your car.
How long were the races that you would have to pee?
20 laps.
Yeah, but sometimes it takes a while. It's like, I'm sorry, I had my damn water pill kicked in. I had to go fucking piss. I'm like, fuck my eyeballs are floating, man. These people are talking about shit. I don't even know what they're fucking talking about. I got to pee.
Steve pisses his pants in the warm-up laps.
I'm saying in
the qualifier.
Like, I'm sleeping through the night without. I don't have to get up and pee while I'm sleeping anymore. Because I'm, you know, I just pee right before I go to bed. And I'm fine all night.
Well, I usually am too. But I don't take a water pill at night. I take one during the day.
Mm-hmm. He spelled it wrong.
Mm-hmm. I know.
Goddamn, Steve. How long does it take to go 20 laps?
It depends on how many crashes you have. Man.
Just hold it, for God's sake.
You can't hold it when you're trying to.
Did you hear that? Depends on how many crashes you have. Well, I think most guys are done after one.
Yeah.
No, because you can have a crash enough to send you into caution laps, and a 20-lap race is now a 25-lap.
No, I'm talking about the cars by themselves.
Yeah.
You can crash your car and still drive it.
I did.
Steve have to get out and push it. Have to get out the car and push it.
I don't know.
Could you imagine him as a race car driver? How embarrassing for Shaner. Oh my god. I just can't imagine how embarrassed Shaner was in. Oh fuck. I got my logo on that car. Oh Jesus. Unbelievable. Oh well, everybody.
There's your next song.
Not going the distance.
He just peed his pants.
He just peed.
His legs are wet as he drives around the track.
At low speed.
Oh, he's racing and pissing all over the course.
They did get mad sometimes because they don't want you water on the track after it gets backed in. Your car's leaking something.
They're probably going, why didn't you piss right before the race? What's wrong with you?
I usually did, but right before I would get in a car, I'd go stand and go piss out of the field and get in a car. But then they get all excited and juices get flowing. And they get in and somebody bumps into you and get pissed. And, I got pissed again. And they just fucking let it run, man.
Unbelievable.
Guys, we have a slick spot in turn three. We're not sure what somebody leaked something. There's a slick spot in turn three.
Oh, that's Steve. Steve just pissed himself again.
We have a puddle on the track.
His car is so shitty it has holes in the bottom. So the piss just ran out his leg and onto the track.
Well, I pull all the fucking plugs so the water would drain out.
You pull the plugs out of the drain pans so the car doesn't. And you can also cut pieces of the drain pan, the floor pan out of the car for weight.
Yeah. I wasn't stupid. I cut a lot of weight out of
my car. It was Pete Racer.
There it goes. Pete Racer.
He's been peeing on wheels.
He's a pissing and he's going to be chasing after someone. Oh, well. I just can't. I could not imagine him racing. What a mess it would have been.
I want to race. We have a spot. We have a guy, that a listener, who sponsors race cars. He needs to sponsor me a car. I'll drive that sumbitch.
You want him? You want him to sponsor? Have you ever driven other than? I thought you've only driven in demolition derbies.
Same thing.
I can drive the shit out of a race car, Ray.
So they'll put you in you can drive a regular race. Well, you are. I tell you what, you are short.
You sponsor me a car.
You don't weigh a lot. Who knows? I bet it can be successful.
It'd be there.
If the car starts to run out of gas, you can always fart and give yourself a
beer. There you go. No, that's my nitrous.
Is that like nitrous?
Yeah. The car will pop a wheelie.
By the way, I saw this guy in a Tesla the other day, and they had the coolest steering wheels. Have you ever seen a steering wheel for a Tesla? So fucking cool. The steering wheel in his car is so cool. Here, let me see if I can find a picture of it.
Whoops. There goes my nitrous.
Pretty fucking cool. Here's a steering wheel. I'll show a picture of it. Here's Steve. Here's a picture of it. It's the first time I saw a car and said, oh, shit. I'd like to drive with that steering wheel. But then again, I guess I could just buy the steering wheel and not the whole car. But there you go, Steve.
Oh, yeah.
Ooh.
Pretty cool steering wheel, isn't it?
Yeah. Looks like an Indy car.
I'm not sure we needed the sound effect. But they are cool looking steering wheels. What, can you buy just a different steering wheel and put it on your car? Like,
oh yeah.
Yeah, yes you can. Because that steering wheel you're looking at is available on in a couple different websites. But you couldn't put it on your car.
Why not?
It's model specific. It would have to go on a Tesla.
Fuckers.
But there are different steering wheels available that we can put on your car. But they would have to be airbag compliant.
Ah, shit.
Not necessarily.
Not necessarily. You'd have to disable the airbag and then you would die in a crash. But right. we can put whatever steering wheel you want on your car.
Exactly. Sick.
I got hit the other day when I was driving. This fucking woman backed into me.
Oh, shit. Did you kick her ass?
No, it was when the power was out. And the power was out, and I was just driving to try and get some food. So I didn't have time to go deal with it. Oh, well.
What kind of car do you have, Ray?
My Chrysler 300. I love my car. But that's what I have. It's a 300, but I saw that Tesla steering wheel and I was like, fuck. But my cousin had a Tesla and he got rid of it. He got rid of it and got... he got rid of the Tesla and he...
Should have got some Ford, didn't he?
Yeah, he ended up getting a car that's with, runs on a battery or whatever. Or electric or whatever the hell it is. Now I can plug his whole house in and run his house if the power goes out or something.
Are there even any charging stations in Springfield if you buy an electric car?
I have no idea, Steve. I don't know.
Tyler just sent me something.
Uh-oh.
What did Tyler send you?
No. This is funny.
Huh.
What'd you do?
Wonder what he did.
I don't know. I'm looking.
Is that when he said...
tosses piss jugs at the windshield of his opponents, maybe?
Yeah, there you go. I bet that's what it was.
Yeah.
Yeah, that's what got him banned.
I don't need so piss jugs. I got piss bags.
Well, Volk says there's charging stations at Walmart.
Oh.
So I know there's Tesla superchargers at Shields.
Here you go, Ray. Look what I found.
What'd you find?
Oh, that's cool.
That's an airbag compliant carbon fiber steering wheel for a Chrysler 300.
There you go. Right? Then I could get a cool steering wheel.
Yeah. And it's only $700.
Oh, Jesus.
Oh, what?
I like my steering wheel I have just fine. $700?
$700.
And then another $700 to have it installed.
That's just crazy.
Although Shander could probably do it for you.
Oh, I'd rather just keep my steering wheel.
Dan could probably do it.
Tyler sent me a message. He said, yeah, it was the piss jug comment. I got him.
So, people, here you go. One thing we learned from today's show, don't talk about piss jugs.
And throw it at our people.
Well, listen, everybody, I hope everybody has a happy 4th of July. Hope you enjoy yourselves and have a good day. It is a birthday.
Don't blow off any appendages.
It's a birthday. Yeah, Tyler. Great country. Do not kill yourself. Tyler said he saved all his fireworks. He's got $2,000 worth of fireworks we'll be blowing off tonight. I don't know if I want to see the fireworks, but I'd love to see Tyler light them and running.
I'm sure he'll post
some videos last year.
Yeah, make sure to get video of it, Tyler. It'd be interesting. All right, everybody, have a great 4th of July. We'll see you tomorrow. We'll be on bright and early around 8 o'clock tomorrow morning. All right?
But we're going to text you at 6 just to make sure.
Yeah, I'd say 8 o'clock, correct?
Yes.
8 o'clock, right? And hopefully Steve will be less stoned.
I'll be back at work, but I'll be here Friday.
Sorry, Jason. All right, enjoy yourself, and we'll talk to you guys tomorrow.
I got to pee. I'm going to go sit in the car.
And put my car!